We're up to Kufnun Vav, about the eighth line from the top. Leib the son of Hunabachia, he found that the person in charge of the animals of his house would need and give it to the ox. So he skinned him, as his father said, and said to him, your father of your mother said in the name of Rav, remember Amber, that you're allowed to need, but you're not allowed to be misafin. And someone who can't lick, we put it into his mouth. Dafka, if you do a shinu, how do you do a shinu? Rav Yerusha said in the name of Ravai, it does shesu erav. I does get mixed well, so he's shaking from one kli to another kli. By the ledge of Zeus, it says, Rebbe was Makdem, and who's Rav Chia, and he asked what's the name of the Gabo, he said it's Asa. What about Lefarik to Spilaran? He said it's Mutter. Nasha said one in front of one, or two in front of two is okay. But you put three in front of two, which in the weekdays you don't do, you shouldn't do on Shabbos either. Rebbe said even a Kav, even two Kav. Ula says even Kur and even two Kur. It says in the ledge of Levi, we said in front of Rebbe and Rebbe HaKadosh, on those that used to meet Shtus and Bava, and Rebbe HaKadosh screamed, because they used to do it, but no one listened to him, and he didn't have kayach to fight it, because the rest of the argued and said it's mutter. It's written on the ledger of Shulman Levi that whoever was born on Sunday will be a person, and not one thing will be with him. What does it mean, one thing won't be with him? Rav Asher said, I was born on Sunday, and means not one thing you'll wear. Rav Asher said, I and Dima Bakasoy, we were born on Sunday, I became king, and he became the head of the Ganavim. Either all good or all bad. What's the reason? Because light and dark was created. One was born on Monday, be an angry person. That's where the water was split up. One was born on Tuesday, will be a rich person. And he'll have a lot of znus. Why? Because grass is created, which multiplies a lot. One was born on Wednesday, will be a wise person and light up people. Because that's when they hung up the lights. One was born on Thursday, will be a person, because he was created like fish and birds. Ches Hashem, they get food. Whoever was born on Friday will be a person that looks for mitzvahs, looks for stuff. Now, who looks for mitzvahs? Whoever was born on Shabbos, so he was created on Shabbos, he should die on Shabbos because he's Mechal Shabbos for him. Rav said, Rav Shila, and he'll be called a holy person. Rav Chanina said, go out and tell Rav Shulman Levi, the mazel of the day is not going, it's the mazel of the hour. Whoever was born under the mazel of Chama will be a person that shines a lot. He'll eat from his own food and drink from his own food, and his secrets will be revealed. He can't be a ganav. If he's a ganav, he won't be matzliach. Someone who's born in Kaichav will be lit up, and he'll be a rich person, and he'll be a zayna, because he was born, fire is born. Whoever was born in Kaichav will be a person that lights up and wise, because he is the scribe of the sun. Whoever was born in the Levana will be a person who gets a lot of food, he'll build and get hidden, and then rebuild like the moon, wanes and comes back. He'll eat stuff that doesn't belong to him and drink stuff that doesn't belong to him because the moon doesn't have its own light, and his secrets will be covered if he's a ganav ben matzliach. Whoever's born in the midah of Shabsoi will be a person whose machshavas are constantly moving around. Either his machshavas are moving around or whatever they think about him will be bottled. Someone's born in tzaddik will be a person that's a tzaddik. Now, Ritzik says a tzaddik with mitzvahs. Someone's born in Madim, Mars, will be a person that spills blood. Rashi said either he'll be a bloodletter, a robber, or a butcher, or a moel. Rav said, I was born in Madim. Abai said, he also got punished and killed. Takalat Rukhin said, mazel makes you wise, mazel makes you rich, and there is mazel of Klai Yisrael. Rechon said, there's no mazel of Klai Yisrael, and Rechon goes according to Shita. Rechon said, how do you know there's no mazel of Klai Yisrael? No mazel of Klai Yisrael, says, Kohem Hashem, Aderech Agerim, Agoyim, Al Talamdu, Even Rav holds a Maz Yisrael, and Rebbe said the name of Rav, how do you know there's no Maz for Klai Yisrael, says Yitzhak, it's a Chutzah. I promised before in the Baruch Shalom, my Eved will yash me. So I said, no, only as Yitzhak Mecha. So the Baruch Shalom looked at my stargazing, and I'm not ready to have a son. So go out of your stargazing, because there's no Maz for Klai Yisrael. What do you think? Because Tzedek is in the west. I'm going to put it in the east. That's what it says, Miherim and Mizrach, Tzedek Yikrei L'Rabba. Shmuel, we also see there's no Mazel for Klai Yisrael. Shmuel, Ivad was sitting and they were going, one person was going to the swamp. Ivad said to Shmuel, this person is going to go and not come back. He's going to get bitten by a snake and die. So Shmuel said, if he's a Jew, he'll go and come back. While he came back, Ivad got up, he took away his load and he found there was a snake that was cut into two ends of the package. So Shmuel said, what did you do? He said, every day we would put bread, all the workers put bread together and we eat. Today, there was one guy who didn't have bread. He was embarrassed. I said, don't worry, I'll fake it for you. So I made believe I took something from him, and so he shouldn't be embarrassed. He said, I did a mitzvah, shmuel dashen, tzedakah, tatzim, lovas. not just Misa Mishima, regular Misa Tzav. Kiva also says, no mazal klaiz or Kiva, and a daughter. The Stargazer said that the day you go into the chasna, you'll be bitten by a snake and die. So they were very worried about it. The day she took the crown to the river's edge, and she sat by the by a snake. In the morning, when she took it, she saw that the snake followed her behind her. So her father said, "What did you do?" He said, "In the morning, a poor person came knocking on the door. Everyone's busy with the suda, and no one listened to him. So I said, I'll give my portion to him." And she gave it to him. So I said, "I did a mitzvah of Kiva Dash, look at that's what all this. Not just Misa Mishima, even Misa itself." And for Rabbi Kiva, Rav Nachman Yitzchok, we also say Eman Zisok, because the mother of Nachman Yitzchok, the stargazer, said his son will be a ganav. She didn't leave him with his head exposed. So she said, cover your head so you should have Amos the Shemayim. And he davened, and she didn't know what she was saying. Until one day he sat learning underneath a palm tree, and his yarmulke fell off his head. And he picked up his head, and he wanted it, he had such a yitzhar to rip the cluster of grapes, the cluster of dates, with his teeth. Mishnah says not to cut gourds in front of the Haman of Vela in front of dogs. Rita says if it wasn't Roy and Vela, Erev Shabbos, it's awesome because it's not considered a pair. Taka learned. Ula says Lachas like Shmuda, and Shmuel says Lachas like Shimon, Rav holds Lachas like Shmuda. And we see Taka the weirs, the mat with the weirs that they carry on the boat. Rav said it's awesome, Shmuel says it's mutter. Even Levi holds Lachas like Shmuda, because Levi, when he would bring a treifa on Yontav, he would make sure to sit right by the garbage so he shouldn't have the problem if he makes a treifa. Because maybe it won't be kosher, even for the dogs it won't be roish. Shmuel says the lachzak of Shimon, and he zero holds that the lachzak of Shimon says behemoth that died should move out of his place. And Zero explained by him as a kosher, but chul the alana move it. And Rebbechon holds the lachzak of Shimon. Does Rebbechon say this? Rebbechon said the lachzak of Mishnah. We learned emavakan etzim nakar not nakar is nishbriyantim. So Rebbechon says Rebbechon and says that's going according to the Rebbechon. This is the end of Daf Kuf Nun Vav.